Good morning, happy Valentine's Day, and welcome to the Love in Dubai Show podcast. Today, what a day. We talked about affairs of the heart, the best and most outrageous places to spend your money, and also why people were queuing out the door for a big property lunch.
So for Valentine's Day, we would really love if you can subscribe to the Love in Dubai Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Love in Dubai Show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Our first story today, we're talking real estate trends. The market is only going one way. People queued out the door for a major property launch yesterday.
As well, 25,000 calls reported by the Dubai police due to the weather.
Of course, it's Valentine's Day. We know it's a pricey day, but if you're going to splurge, splurge well. We've rounded up some of the best and most outrageous places to spend your money this Valentine's.
As well, UAE users charged 50 dirhams for an app that is free.
More ways to save your money. Also, we have a Valentine's special today. We're talking affairs of the heart with Dr. Samer Hajir, aka the healer of hearts. So if your heart needs healing, or if you have an uplifting story of love that you'd like to share, send them through. We see your comments coming through and we'll read them out later in the show.
As well, it is day 131 days since the genocide began in Gaza. According to the Palestinian Ministry of Health in the Gaza Strip, the death toll has risen to 28,473, while 68,146 have been injured, and more than 1.9 million people have been displaced from their homes. Of course, our hearts and prayers are with Gaza and Palestinian victims.
They are. Moving on to affairs of the heart.
Valentine's. Do you guys feel different? I feel different.
Does it make you? What does Valentine's Day mean to you, and how does it make you feel? Why do you feel different?
I don't know. I just feel like I want to be nicer to everyone. Like today morning, I woke up and I was telling my mom, "Mama, happy Valentine's Day," and she was like, "I just woke up. Leave me."
I wish I had that power. Where does it come from? That niceness.
I'm always nice, but I just felt like I'm like, I want to be extra nice. And I was telling Baba, my dad, I was like, "Dad, like, are you going to get me a flower?" And he was looking at me like, "Good morning to you too, Farah. Good morning to you too."
So what does it mean? Like, what do you think makes you feel different? What does Valentine's Day mean to you? Do you believe that it's the most romantic day of the year?
Now, of course, a lot of people do believe that it's a marketing strategy. However, I feel like it's a day that is specified for love. So why not give everything, not only your relationships, even your relationship with yourself and friends and people that are around you, a lot of love. What does it mean to you?
Yeah, no, I think it's nice. I think it's mainly for couples, right? Like we have Galentine's Day for friendships, and then there's all the days for singles. So then if you're not in a relationship, it's tough. But and there's the whole marketing and however, you know, you see like how much money should you spend on gifts. But the reality is, relationships are the most important things we have in life.
That's true.
And I love the day because I think it's like, it's the only time to celebrate love for your partner. So why not take it? You don't need to spend 250,000, which yes, there is a deal in Dubai for 250,000. You don't need to do that, but why not just use it as a day to celebrate your love for your partner or your pet?
100%. And it's,
or your pet. Yeah.
100%. Exactly. Like, it's the thought that counts. You know what I mean? At some point, like, even if, let's say, your partner gets you one flower, or even just, like, writes you a cute text message, you're going to be like, "Oh, that is so sweet," right? And it's just going to, I would say, fuel up your heart with, like, I don't know, like, love, emotion.
Cute. And we tried to look at the history of it, and because it starts in different countries, have different types of history, different stories of how it began in their country. But one of the things you said there is cute texts. And back in, I don't know, the 16th, 17th century, it was sending love notes.
Which is so cute.
To your dear, to your Valentine. So like, if you get a handwritten love note, like, that's sweet.
I do them all the time. I still believe in notes and letters.
So
and I
sweet.
I just like love them more than just like a text. You know what I mean? I remember back then, like, I would like all the time like write a letter, and people would think, "Farah, why would you do that?" I'm like, because it's cute.
It's thoughtful. Just,
like,
it's nice.
Exactly. Like, I put the effort to write.
Like, the reality is, if you got a text that said "Happy Valentine's Day, babe," and that was it, versus a note,
"My dear Farah, Happy Valentine's Day to the love of my..."
Yeah, it would be sweeter because it's more effort. I feel like if I got a WhatsApp, I'd...
It's going to be a chaos.
Not enough.
Whatever.
Not enough. Yeah. What's also not enough is the properties that are going on sale in Dubai. People, again, queued out the door all night long for a major property launch. The property market in Dubai does not stop. And here is the proof. So while the rest of us are scratching our heads trying to figure out how to get a deposit for a home, others were in fact queuing out the door for the opportunity to own one in another major successful launch property for Nikhil Palm District Phase 2 at the Nikhil office.
As well, the luxury properties, which are yet to be built, look simply spectacular. District 1 West Phase 2 villa launch offer 4 and 5 bedroom luxury villas for sale in MBR City, Dubai, and are expected to be completed by Q4 2026. The starting price for a 4-bed mansion was not listed. However, a summary of the villas announced that these limited edition 7-bedroom mansions with private swimming pools are available. The sale offer price of 7-bed villa starts at 65 million dirhams.
Don't quote me on this. I think this is one of the 7 beds.
Beautiful.
Wow. Imagine. Please note that these prices, as are of Q2 2023, and are subject to change. So when they actually are like fully built and complete, we might see a totally different price tag on them. But judging by the queues out the door, let me tell you, people waited in line for 15 hours for this project. And we see there's all of these big announcements. Nikhil, Damac, Danube, and they're so well attended, and it's always the property real estate agents try to get in early, get the off-plan price, and then to kind of probably sell it on 2 or 3 times before it even is built.
And that is true, because as well I've heard that if you buy property before it is complete and built 100%, it is cheaper than when you buy it after it's built and completed. That's what I've heard, of course, from TikTok property experts. No, me.
But they're accurate, because you're buying in before it's built, and they say that it might be reduced price. And like we were saying, that you can then make more on it as it comes closer to completion. Obviously, back in the day, there was concern that maybe the projects wouldn't be completed.
Yes.
So you're actually putting your money down and just hoping. But the way we've seen the property market in Dubai going, and we've seen some incredible villa communities just coming up out of nowhere. Talal Al Ghaf is, you know, it's this massive, major new community that they're building. And, you know, we're seeing the phases being open up to the public. So if you're looking, the question always when we have real estate experts on the show, the question we always ask is, when is the right time? When is the market going to dip so we can get involved? Now, the real estate guys will always say it's just going up.
It is.
But of course, they're going to say that.
I mean, it is technically, like, Dubai just keeps on building more and more and more, and the communities keep on getting better and better, and it's just like beautiful at this point. Look at this. It's like it's the dream Barbie doll house.
It's Miami.
It is. Yeah, it's actually, yeah.
It's Miami. Miami. It's like giving, yeah, Miami. You don't even need to.
Yeah.
Sorry?
It is giving Miami.
And the thing is, the mega rich want beachfront homes. So what's happening is maybe like the rich are then moving inland. But to facilitate the rich moving inland, what they're doing is they're putting beaches in these properties. They're putting streams. They're putting luxury lagoons. So although you're not actually at the beach, you're in the desert with your own luxury lagoon. And if you buy the 7-bed villa, which is behind us for 65 million at the moment, you'll have private beachfront property without being actually at the beach. And that's Dubai property for you.
That is beautiful. So guys, now let's jump to our next story. Of course, we have been telling you all about the rain for the past couple of days. Now, more than 25,000 calls reported by the Dubai police due to the weather. Of course, during the recent adverse weather conditions, Dubai police received a total of 25,107 calls. Among these, 21,300 calls were directed to the emergency number 999, while 3,807 calls were made to the call center 901. The increase in emergency calls were attributed directly to the fluctuating weather conditions and heavy rainfall affecting Dubai the last couple of days.
First of all, a major shout out to the emergency services. We've seen so many cars thoroughly impacted by the floods. caught in them. I, for one, was a victim of flood damage not too long ago. And amazing that actually Dubai Police are putting in place a system to really help you. So they stated that the call center is now operating 24/7. It's prepared to promptly and effectively address your emergency situations and reports. And it's emphasized that Dubai Police prioritizes the safety and security of the community above all else. And this is the proof.
It's amazing. It's beautiful because, again, like Dubai just cares a lot about its image and its residents, and it's just like now known for like the one of the safest cities in the world, and they have managed, I would say, the floods in an amazing way. You know, like there was like a flood, it was not kept for so long. Like right now, the roads are dry, beautiful, and yeah, and they even with their very annoying alarms that was like, you know, like flickering at 6 a.m.
That famous 6 a.m. alarm, yeah,
and they even did that, you know, for who? For the safety of everyone, yeah. And the safety of the country and the people, the community, and so on.
And it's saying get off the roads if you didn't need to be on them. That's while true. They are going to be severely impacted. Let's jump into our next story. So speaking of severely impacted, one of the questions that a lot of people, so loved up couples, were having during the rain is it going to continue to Valentine's Day? Because potentially you're spending a lot of money to sit on a beach, and if it's raining, that is not what you want. However, we're going to list the best and most outrageous places to spend your money this Valentine's Day. So if we know it's a pricey day, so if you're going to splurge, splurge well. We've rounded up some of our favorite places to spend your hard-earned cash. So first of all, walk away with a real gold ring and a free cake from Mr. Baker. So what they're doing is they're adding a dash of gold to proceedings. They're spicing things up by hiding a sugar ring in 10 of their hard mousse cakes. So if you get the sugar ring, you will also walk away with a real 18 carat gold ring.
Now this next one, we love Rove Hotels has a me, myself and I package. Includes a king size bed to yourself, a box of chocolate that you don't have to share, of course, breakfast in bed for one, a fantastic bed rock. Trust us, they are great listeners, and a Rove friend pillow offering zero commitment, maximum loyalty. So you can book now to show yourself how much you care about you.
Do it. I love this so much. You get a pet rock as a teddy
bear
gift. This is it. Obviously, it's a marketing campaign, but love it so much. Like, everyone's thinking of staycations, and there's nothing better than a me time at a hotel. And they're, you know, box of chocolates, all for you, free friend pillow, all for you. And it's the me, myself, and I package. Rove Hotels, well done.
That's actually amazing. And not only that, by the way, Casey, my friends and I wanted to go to a staycation, so maybe I'll let them know about this.
I think it's available for another couple of days, this one. But genius, because we're seeing so many over-the-top deals and, you know, Valentine's, and it gets quite pricey, and, you know, we've just finished Christmas. And then, obviously, Rove come in with this, but, of course, we have to mention it wouldn't be Dubai without the OTT packages. So a couple of the biggies, Atlantis are charging $30,000 for an exclusive 7-course Valentine's Day dinner under the stars.
That might be priced, and I know that some people might think that this is a marketing campaign, like Valentine's is marketing and so on, but it's beautiful.
30,000.
I mean, if you have the money for it, why not, right? Okay, yeah, maybe I'm being kind of like irrational at this point.
I mean, if you have the money, why not? And if it's what you're into. Now, exactly. If you have the money, why not stay at Banyan Tree? There's a cool, I think, 250,000 dirham for a private villa experience. So that's a kind of like the very top end. It's the biggest one we've seen, and all that goes into it. Or treat yourself to a I Love Me, Myself and I package. Or get the mousse with Mr. Baker, and you might get a real 18 karat gold ring.
No one
else is getting you one.
No, wait, let's not manifest it. We will get a ring one day when the time is right. I don't want to manifest bad things. So when I was reading the me myself, and I was like, oh, Farah, don't manifest it. But actually, to be quite frank with you, this is amazing. I would actually go to Rove Hotels and sit by myself and just like have like some chocolate. I love chocolate. Who doesn't love chocolate? And just like teddy bear. That's cute.
I think if it's not as pricey as other packages, and if you are solo, like, just enjoy it and go to a hotel.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Speaking of saving money.
So UAE users charged 50 dirhams for an app that is free. Now, some UAE users reported that they have been paying 50 dirhams for the free app Botum, which of course led to a lot of concerns. However, the CEO has reassured Botum users that it will always be free.
Botum CEO Abdullah Abu Sheikh laughingly said, "It will always be free. Nobody should be paying." I think there was previously maybe they had to pay or something, but
yeah,
it's not now. It's free.
It is. It is not free. And there were a lot of like comments saying, "Okay, fine, then give us, I don't know, FaceTime." Then, but yeah, as a lot of comments said as well, that it used to be paid for ittisalat and do users, but now the man just confirmed that it's for free, which is, by the way, very convenient for. Let's say Zoom, like not Zoom calls, for like work as well, work calls, work group calls. And I think this became a thing after COVID 2020, you know, and it's easier than just having like a Zoom link and sending the Zoom link, and the Zoom link expires.
Exactly. So easy if you have it, and whoever you try to call also has it. It makes calling free and super convenient. 8:47, guys, it's Valentine's Day. So, of course, we're going to have a little special live interview for you. We're going to be live with Samir Hajar, aka the Healer of Hearts, talking all things affairs of the heart and how to heal them. She's going to be with us right after the short break. Welcome back to the Love and Dubai Show. On this special day, we have a Valentine's special. We have a top relationship awareness coach, Samir Hajar, known as the Healer of Hearts. Samir has 16 years of experience specializing in life coaching, focusing on relationships, awareness, spirituality, childhood traumas, and women empowerment. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here again. So I have a lot of questions for you. I was telling Casey, I'm so excited because it's Valentine's Day. And I'm feeling extra love to everyone. I feel like I want to be extra nice. But of course, I want to ask, how can individuals, let's say, cultivate self-love?
Well, it's a journey. We don't learn. Heard of any course about self-love in schools? Is it a part of the curriculum?
The curriculums in schools are missing so much valuable stuff that we need to know as adults.
Exactly. Like, what do you remember from anything you have learned in the university or in the school? Mm-mm. Some things we remember, but mostly we're just like to fill the time and to teach us skills and knowledge that is not practically needed where we are now in life. So I would say it's a self-exploring step in each one's life. Some people learn it the hard way, while others learn it like by hearing about it, by reading about it, by being in a workshop, that self-love pops up.
What are some signs that you might be in an anti-self-love situation and that you need to heal? Maybe some like personal triggers.
I would say generally unhappiness. Troubles in your workplace, inability to sustain a job, unhappy in your I think once you fill the cup, it will start spilling love all over around you. That means you will love life. You will love everything that comes your way. You will be more harmonious in your relationships. you will attract abundance, you will manifest faster, you will attract the one, not the one that you want when you are in a self-sabotaging state of mind, but the one that is on the same energy resonance with you, a self-loving person. So there is no department of life that does not get positively affected with the self-love that you do.
Do you think there is a scope for people to just not believe in the self-love journey? You know, like, is there a lot of people go through life, they don't do the self-love journey and they get through it fine. Do you think it's necessary to live a happy life to go under this personal exploration?
I believe we can live outside that path, but it will not be the highest level of set.
You know, whether it's through anything, there are a lot of outside factors that can, I would say, get in the way. You know what I mean? Whether it's like a toxic friend, a toxic boyfriend, a toxic husband, a toxic fiance. So how should people deal with that to, let's say, as you said, like maximize their self-love?
I'd love to say that they have to make hard choices and walk away from any toxic environment or relationship. But after 6 years of dealing with people, relating like they have problems in their love life and family life, I can say it's never like a choice that a person make from a happy place or from an easy place or from a comfort zone. So to everyone listening and watching us today, I would say you will know how much you love yourself by the quality of relationships in your life. You will know what you can put up with, and that would determine how much you love yourself, how much you value yourself. I always tell to my clients, if you love yourself enough, you will not accept anything that is less than that, which means time is irreversible. It cannot be recoverable. So every minute you spend with the wrong person, in the wrong job, in the wrong relationship, is a time that you cannot redeem.
So interesting. I love, this is Valentine's Day, but I think, just think we're acknowledging the fact that not everyone is in a relationship. Some people are single, some people are heartbroken, yes, going through trauma. And if that's the case, and if someone's watching right now and they're in a dark place, either in a difficult relationship or trying to get out of one, do you have tips that people can, you know, really practically implement into their daily lives that could help that?
Definitely. I would say engage in a self-loving process. Go inside yourself and see the places that resulted in you getting in this place. I would say that the heartbreak is the place that the light comes into your heart. I would say that you were not able to be heartbroken if you were not able to deal with a heartbreak. So I would say right now, right here, forget who caused the heartbreak. Forget about where you want to go and focus on the here and now. Focus on this person that you are. Learn your lessons. Understand the reasons that led you to be here today. And from that understanding, I guarantee that you will not make the same mistakes. I don't call it mistake, but just lightly using it. I would say it is the meant mistakes that were meant to lead you here. I would say don't feel like you are being derailed from life by not dating or not engaging in a relationship. I would say don't rush into a rebound relationship. I would say take care of your heart the same way you take care of your body, because it is as important, if not more. I would say take a break from life if you need, and just sit by yourself, replenish the energy that was depleted, and find the purpose, and realize that what led you here did not mean to break you here. It was meant to bring you into the other side of the shore.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So you've talked about like how we should be mindful of like a lot of things. So do you have some specific strategies that we can, or anyone who's watching us, practice in order to mindfulness and self-love?
Okay, so mindfulness means that I am present in the here and now. It means I'm not sad or grieving anything that happened a minute before or 10 years back. And I'm not worried about what's coming the next second or the next 5 years. I am being aware of what is happening in my body temper right now, on my level of mental and heart space. So when you bring yourself into mindfulness, this is where you manifest. How do we do that? The most basic thing that we all do, breathing. And the most troubling thing that all humans suffer from. We don't breathe. We take short, shallow breaths that keep us alive, but we don't engage in a breathing technique that brings calmness into our body. So I would say breathing. I would say working out so that you can infuse all the hormones in your body. The same hormones that we get from coffee, from hugging a loved one, can be obtained by just walking on a treadmill for 20 minutes or taking a walk under the sunlight, going to nature, meditating, journaling with a pen and paper, not over the phone, because you want all of your senses engaged. I would say reading, but reading mindfully, not absent-minded. There are a lot of mindful techniques that I teach my clients in sessions.
As you spoke there, I just became very conscious of my breathing, and I was like,
yeah, me too.
Sit here, let's find the Zed. No, but amazing and very helpful strategies people can really implement themselves if you're watching now. In your coaching practice, what do you think is the best approaches for empowering women? Because, of course, you work with women empowerment in their pursuit of not necessarily a fulfilling relationship, but a fulfilling life.
I love these last few words of yours. Not to find a fulfilling relationship necessarily, but to find a fulfilling life. I always say, your life is a pizza and your relationship is one slice. Oftentimes, women, because we are so emotional,
yes,
and we love to nurture, we think that relationships is what everything means, and it is why life is here. And I value relationships. I live to coach on relationships. But I also say, if that slice to you is the whole pizza, and then something wrong happens in that slice, your whole life is in shreds. So I would say to empower women, work on yourself. And that does not mean only attend classes, workshops, courses, or learn. That's an essential part of working on yourself. But also, work on your inner world. Understand your wounds. Understand the pain that you have lived, that you have swept under the rug, and went on with life. Everything that happened is still happening in our subconscious mind. So unpack the old baggage. Clear it. Have a session or two or five or 10 or 100 with a professional. See what is that ocean that is within you. Understand yourself. From that vantage point of self-discovery and self-exploration, you will be able to know what's your passion in life. What's the best job that you can do? Who is the one and what characters does he have or hold How many children do you want to have and why? And what motherhood means to you? And what success means to you? And how much money you want to have? That's woman empowerment to me.
Amazing.
Well, that's actually amazing because, of course, you know, as women, we are aware of like the things that we want, but we tend to sweep the things that we want under the rug for, let's say, a relationship. So when you see such a situation happening, what do you tell your clients? If they are aware of what they want, but they technically like just like sweep it under the rug just for a relationship to work out. Mm.
This happens a lot. I think the reason why a woman would do that is, between brackets, the desperation for love. Do you ever feel the need to sacrifice everything you have for something you don't need? No. You will always put a lot of value and emphasis on what you think you need. When you're thirsty, everything you see is water. When you're hungry, everything you think of is food. When you're tired or sleepy, you want to sleep. That's exactly what women do when they are in deep need for love. Now, the most important question, what leads them to this place? The lack of self-love. When the cup is full, you don't feel that desperation to fill it from any source on the outside. So when a woman would just put all of her life aside, and I'm not judging or criticizing here, I'm saying this with so much love and wisdom, because I have been there, I have done that, and I learned from my own experiences that love comes from within. And the love that you look on the outside will always fail you for as long as you don't love yourself. Why? Because you will attract someone who does not love himself as well. And guess what? Two people who don't love each other because they don't love oneself, and then it's like a fight of, I want you to do this to me. No, I want you to do that to me. Well, no one is expected to do anything to you. If you love yourself, you will attract someone on that energetic match and resonance. And you will not have to ask for anything because they will be willingly and happily giving it that to you because they are full. So what do I say to women like that? First of all, I explain to them the reason for that desperation. And then, once we know the problem, we know the solution. If you lose your keys at home, you don't go to the street. So once I tell the client that the keys is at home, let's look for it in here, she forgets all of the relationship things, and then she focuses on her self-love. And then from that space, she would be saying, I'm not ready for dating or seeing anyone. I'm just busy with myself. And that is the best thing I can hear.
Amazing. You are filling our cups today. Our cups are getting full. I've just realized the time we want to help Dubai with their dramas.
Yeah.
So we're calling it the Love Coach segment, but we only have a time for a few short ones. So let me jump into the first one. So these are problems from the audience that we'd like your help with. Mm-hmm. So thank you anyone who sent them through to us. And then if there's any personal ones in the back that would like some help, we could also maybe have time for those as well. Okay, so I need a little bit of encouragement, please. This one is a bit funny. My friend with benefits of 1 year, my friend dumped me yesterday. My friend of 1 year dumped me yesterday. And although I knew it wouldn't go anywhere, he is actually not the type of person I wanted as a boyfriend. It still feels like mini heartbreak and I'm sitting in my bed crying. We had good times together, but he never made me feel super special. Why do I feel so terrible?
Short question and short answer. Because you reject yourself. And you wait for someone to accept you. And when he doesn't, he triggers that deep wound within you that needs to be healing. She answered herself. She said, he's not the man I'm looking for. There are so many things he did not do to me. So that's why I say know yourself before you look for someone. Because once you know what you want, you will not accept anyone giving you less or different. So I would say, again, he dumped you because your soul and your heart is ready for the light. And the more you run after him or wait for him, the more you stop that light from entering your heart. So yes, I understand the pain. I understand the tears and the crying. Take all the time you need to cry. And once you finish, once you weep enough and remove all the sadness from your eyes and heart, you'll see the light. You will understand that he was giving you the benefit of hurting and rejecting yourself so that you can choose better.
Self-love required.
Well, we have one actually coming from our producer. Advice on long-distance relationships.
On-distance relationships, okay. Yes. I find it a bit tricky, yet it is not impossible to succeed. Mm-hmm. The most important aspect of long-distance relationships is communication consistently and effectively. That includes video, because you want to see your significant other, because you want to engage them in all of your daily details. It is hard, especially for the woman, because for women, we like the love to be expressed in ways that we can feel or touch. For men, it's also difficult, but I can tell that with equal effort to meet every 1 or 2 months for whatever time that they can afford, and daily communication over the phone, over FaceTime, whatever app is the goal to achieve, and also have a time for when this relationship is going to be crowned with living together or being together or marrying or being in the same country. So there has to be like a hope or a deadline or a timeline that we are waiting for.
I think that's so relevant to so many people living in Dubai, yes. Long distance relationships. Okay, I think we have time for one more, a funny one or a serious one, because there's one kind of like quirky one and there's one serious one. Hisham says, let's have the funny one. Okay, hey guys, I'm very frustrated at dating apps. I've been having, it seems all the men either don't match or they lie about their height. I'm tallish and I'm honest with my height on apps, but somehow they're all taken aback when we meet. It makes me feel uncomfortable because I feel like they've lied to me.
I think this is very legit. I hear it a lot in my coaching sessions with females, especially about the height thing. Now, why do men lie on dating apps about their heights? Because height, psychologically, is a representation of power and authority and protection toward the woman. The woman likes to feel like she is hidden or like taken under the wing of a tall guy. So that's why naturally we are drawn to taller guys. Now, the problem with dating apps is that anyone can say anything. And the only thing to verify if they are who they say they are is to meet them. So I would say, don't prolong your suffering the first time you see them and they have lied about anything. You can simply say, thank you so much for the time that you specified for us to meet. I can say and tell that you have overstretched on your application about some details.
Overstretched on your application.
And I wish you all the best. I'm going to give you your evening back. I wish you, I wish that the next person will be in a more matching energy to you. And thank you very much. The thing is, most women don't. We feel shy, we feel intimidated, we feel like, okay, but let me see, maybe I'm gonna like his personality, maybe something that he has will compensate. I say, don't fail yourself by lowering your standards. I know too many people height is a shallow thing. To me, it is not. To many women, it is not. So I would say, just abide by the non-negotiables list that you have for yourself.
Strong ending. Thank you very much. guys, if anyone is watching, it's Valentine's Day. If you have questions of the heart and if they'd like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Well, I have presence on social media, Coach Summer 369, Instagram. They can look up the Healer of Hearts. I will be everywhere on Google. And I would be happy to help more women and men. Because guess what? I prepared a study yesterday because I expected you to ask me about that. Like, how many men work with a relationship expert? 40%. So it is not a small amount of people, of men, who are really interested in working on themselves. So to all men and women out there, I'd say it's time to work on yourself. It's time to love yourself. It's time to celebrate Valentine's. It's a daily job that you cannot resign from. It's a time for you to love and live to the best and to the highest level.
Amazing. Thank you so much. It's 9:15, which means that brings us to the end of our show, but we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for all of that helpful advice.
It was a pleasure.
Guys, that is all we have time for on the Love and Dubai show. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.